Our son Jesus said, oh, I'll be happy. Rejoice. I will overcome the world. Stay with me. I'll take you through. I'll take you out. I'll take you out over. Okay, we should be people that are confident that we're being taken over. Glory to God. No matter what, praise the Lord. No matter what, rejoice. No matter what, say what God says about things. Declare that God's going to use you to set the standard. And He's going to raise the bar on your behalf. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't stretch God. He's already there. It's not like He's going to have to reach up. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's not like He says, oh, Roger, you're getting way too much faith. I don't know if I can keep up with you. He doesn't really have a problem. More likely, it's like, honey, you should be here soon. just relax, everybody. Just give him time. You know, days is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day. I got time. God said, I got time. The time is coming. Today, Jesus said, you hear my voice. Today. Think it through. Decide. You choose, Joshua said, who you will serve. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Oh, you got to be careful. Don't get too far out there. Who would think that? There's no indication whatsoever in the Bible that Jesus thought you could get too far out of your faith. No place. No place. Satan tried to interrupt it. Satan knew what Jesus had coming for him. So, but he tried to give it to him ahead of time. Jesus said, what you got to offer me is nothing. You have nothing to get out of here. Because Jesus had confidence. Jesus had confidence because why? Because he said, I know him. You need to put an effort in to know somebody, don't you? It doesn't matter if the opinion of one person is that this person is awesome and great. I wouldn't give them the keys to my house till I knew for sure. Nor if someone says, oh, I'm scared of that person, they're no good. I'm not going to write them off just because somebody else has a low opinion of them. Now, I'm not saying that I've probably never done that. I'm saying that I'm changing. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm not going to go on one incident or one thing. And even if they have a terrible track record, I have confidence in God who is able to change everyone. We don't have any right to give up on people. But you know, the fact is that oftentimes we form an opinion because somebody else has formed an opinion. God doesn't give us a latitude to do that. In fact, He said, I tell you what, if you find somewhere to do a curse, I got to go back and bless it. Oh, somebody's going to take your coat. Give him your cloak off so I can handle it. No, Jesus didn't talk like that. Did he? No, Jesus talked like this. And if someone wants to take your coat, give them your cloak off. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who dislike me. No, maybe that wasn't how Jesus was either. I think I'm closer than that is. You know, he was trying to get a point across. You can trust me, it doesn't make any difference. If the thief is caught, he's got to give sevenfold. Why do you want to keep the one thing you got? I mean, that's seven times as much. Now, don't go out looking for somebody to steal from you, okay? Don't take all your money out of the bomb, bang, put it in the bag, and say, please take me. This is my last day. What are you doing that for? I'm going to get seven times as much back. No, no, that's not how that works. What I'm saying is that sometimes we are grasping so tightly to something that we've got a lot of it stolen.